8:55 on the morning line, Mary and Brian, and time for a retail spotlight now. And we welcome to the program Delvin Yoder with Yoder's Farm. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary.
And you have brought us some goodies from the farm that we would be encouraged to clean our plate if they were on our plate. And they wouldn't take us many miles or minutes to walk off either. A tomato, a red pepper, some from fresh strawberries, all these delicious red foods. And tell us a little bit about Yoder's Farm and how you all came to be.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Hey, good to be with you guys this morning. But, yeah, we're a fairly unique, I think, four-generation farm that began back in the 1950s. My father started that. And we were a dairy farm for years. And in 1994, my dad started raising the hydroponic tomatoes. And then he passed the dairy enterprise on to me, his son, and my wife and I. But in 2011, we decided to phase out the dairy. Tomatoes then became one of the staple crops that allowed us to continue the family farm. We're working in partnership with our sons now. Added a little grandson in there and in the mix, and he's picked a couple strawberries. So
it is a family business, and then you added strawberries a few years ago as well.
That's correct. Yeah, that has been a very interesting facet to the farm.
And you pick your own strawberries?
That's correct. Uh-huh. These berries I brought you actually are some of the very first ones we've picked this year, and the crop is looking good.
Excellent.
Now, tell us, why did you transition from dairy to produce?
Well, it became increasingly difficult to survive as a small dairy. On the positive side, this tremendous interest in locally grown food and knowing your farmer has made direct marketing to consumers much more of a viable business model. So we've really enjoyed that transition.
Tell us some other things that you offer to the community.
Well, tomatoes, of course, when they're not growing in your garden, that's the all-season tomato. The pick-your-own strawberries pretty much well the month of May. We'll have sweet corn in June. In fall, we have the pumpkins, fall decorations in October, maybe a corn maze. That's still in planning stage. Many more details at our website, yodersfarm.com, and on our regularly updated Facebook page.
You have a great website, yodersfarm.com. And these are the hydroponic tomatoes.
That's
you can grow them year-round.
Mm-hmm. Could be done.
It gives a quick description of how that works if people are unfamiliar with hydroponic growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's several different types of hydroponic production, but what we use is a growing medium, in our case coconut fiber, that our tomato plants are rooted down in. We feed them with a liquid diet, so to speak, of all the elements they need, fertilizer and so forth, to grow them inside of a greenhouse.
And does that give you any more of a consistent product than you might have had just growing them in a more traditional fashion?
It does. One thing, being inside of a structure, you're not exposed to the elements. You don't have as much trouble with blights and pests as you would outside, but we still have some in there.
Now, you have an upcoming event. It's the Family Farm Day. Tell us about it.
We do. Thank you. Again, details on yodersfarm.com, but briefly, we're partnering with Virginia Cooperative Extension. And the goal is to bring and invite families to the farm, get a glimpse of how the farm works. It'll be educational. We'll have that in conjunction with our strawberry patch opening. But Patrick Henry Boys and Girls Home will be offering the horse rides. We have food on site. The Yoder store will be open, and educational exhibits, et cetera.
And if you see any sourdough bread, buy yourself a loaf. It's awfully good.
I know that.
Baked goods too, yes.
Baked goods too, yes.
When is the Family Farm Day?
That's happening on the 4th of May.
4th of May.
Which is what we're also projecting as our patch opening, strawberry patch opening. And from then on, it'll be wide open.
And remind us again where you're located.
We're just south of Rustburg on Browns Mill Road. But if you go to our website, it'll give you all the info. Son number two put that together. So it is a family farm.
Right, and it's yodersfarm.com.
Correct.
Delvin Yoder, thank you so much. Thanks for all the goodies. These will be gone in about 5 minutes.
Thank you, Brian and Mary. Clean your place.
Coming up on 9 o'clock, experts are up next.
You see what I see?
What do you see?
I see a strawberry patch. I see a big strawberry patch.
Aha! Uh-huh. That means we found it. Yoder's Farm Strawberry Patch. Set this puppy down now.
At Yoder's Farm, we've been hearing this question a lot. When will the strawberries be available? We want everyone to know we will be opening the patch soon, very soon. Just like us on Facebook or check our website, yodersfarm.com, to find out when the big day is, so you can be sure to beat the little green men to the berries.